Run up in the kick by Hansen. Line drive. Returnable. Weems is going to take it. Back to the 5. Weems to the 10. Weems to the 15, to the 20, to the 24-yard line. And very interesting.
Yeah, did you see that?
Looked like they were trying to set up a throwback to Hester.
Hester actually was lined up deep in the end zone to take the kick. Then before the kick, he and Weems switched spots. And Hester became the up man. And when Weems came out of the end zone, Hester took off to the sideline behind where Weems was, looking like he wanted to catch a lateral. Wow, well, that was an interesting look.
Bears have it first and 10 from their own 24. Cutler's out there. Tulloch is out there. And here they come. I formation. Give is to Forte. Tries the right side. Not much there. Got to the 26-yard line for a gain of 2. Amari Spivey took him down there. It'll be second down and 8. 10-0 Bears on top, just starting the second half here. Lions offense has been a problem in this game. Shiloh Rachel slow to get up, and he'll be replaced by Chris Spencer. Rachel will come to the sidelines, the left guard for the Bears.
Well, this offensive line for the Bears has had their difficulties in pass protection. And with Rachel coming out and Spencer coming in, you know, that's, again, the reworking of that offensive line. And maybe that'll allow the Lion defensive front to continue the momentum they kind of grabbed midway through the second quarter.
Second down and 8, Chicago from their own 26. Cutler 7-step drop, sets, throws. And short arms it incomplete. That came up about 6 yards short of his intended target, tight end Kyle Adams on the left side of the field. I don't know if he lost his footing when he tried to throw that or something, but
there's
just nothing on that throw.
That, yeah. If I'm the Bears, I did not like that throw at all. Because it was the right shoulder that was injured. He came down on it earlier in the game, and that was just an outcut that he normally gets there easily. But boy, that was about, you're right, 3-4 yards short.
Rachel is back in the game. Here come the Bears on 3rd and 8 from their own 26. Chance for the Lions defense to make a statement early in the second half. Blitz comes. Here comes Sue. The throw is to the right side, complete to Forte, and he's taken down for a short gain to the 28-yard line. Ndamukong Suh came in unblocked that time and had a dead beat on the quarterback, Cutler, who was able to get rid of it. Got it out to Forte, who was dropped by Jonte Green and Amari Spivey, and the Lions are going to get the football back.
Lions did the same thing the Bears done. They brought a linebacker, Durant, inside of Suh, lined up at left defensive end. The tackle took him and let Suh go by himself.
Podlish, 4th punt of the night, first 3, an average of 43. Logan calls for a fair catch, comes up, makes it at the 29-yard line, and lost the football, and the Bears have it. Unbelievable. Second time tonight that he has mishandled a punt. The first time it went out of bounds. This time it's recovered by Zach Bowman, a backup cornerback. You just can't do that.
The defense comes out, forces a 3-and-out. And then your special teams turn the ball back over. The Lions are doing everything possible
to lose this game. I'll finish
to themselves to lose this football game. What in the world are they doing? Catch the ball.
Third quarter brought to you by McDonald's. Monopoly is back with more fun than ever. So the Bears have it on the Lions 27-yard line now, 1st and 10. Michael Bush in the game at running back. Cutler up under center. Cutler takes, gives to Bush. Got a hole, 20, Bush, 15. Bush down to the 14-yard line. Lewis Delmas and Amari Spivey team up to take him down. Bears move into the red zone. Lions red zone defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future. They say he was down at the 15, 1st and 10 Bears from there. 10-0 they lead, looking to add more on.
They should have gift wrap. They should have gift wrap paper. They're gift wrapping this one for the Bears.
Three tight ends in the game for Chicago. Cutler up under center. One goes in motion. That's Adams to the right side. Cutler gives it to Bush over the left side. They're trying to pound the Lions now. That time Bush able to force his way down to the 12-yard line. Taken down there by Durant and Levy. It's a gain of 3 on the play. It'll bring up 2nd and 7.
Well, if you're a defense right now, you got to be a little bit demoralized. I mean, as a You've been out there busting your tail all night long and done a pretty darn good job.
Well, it's been that way for a couple of weeks right now. They played well against Minnesota, only give up 6 points. They played well against Philadelphia, and the offense didn't catch fire until the fourth quarter.
You've got to fight the doubt. And that's what the defense has to do now, saying we got to keep them from to get 3 points. We can still get back in this.
Lions go nickel, five defensive backs. Cutler the throw, does. Got a complete Marshall inside the five and stretches down to the three-yard line. Beat Chris Houston on the play. It'll be first and goal, Bears. Matt Forte checks back in. Bush comes out.
But once you get inside position on those slant routes, and usually, again, it comes from where the Bears are putting Marshall is in a slot. So they get him. Actually, he's lined up outside now, and they run a little pick route where the inside guy goes deep, and Marshall goes underneath on a slant, and once he gets positioned, he's open.
First and goal from the three. Cutler under center. Going to throw. Quick throw. Wanted Marshall incomplete. Threw it a little bit low and behind him. Marshall had an inside step on Chris Houston there. Houston was giving him some room. I mean, if that's a good throw, that's an easy touchdown.
Yeah. And you know what? They're really targeting Marshall. I think, you know, when you in basketball, when you want to get a guy some points, you know, you feed him the ball, you know. I think they want to get Marshall some points. I think they want to feed him the football to get him some touchdowns.
Or he's just really good and really big and a mismatch for most guys out there. He lines up to the right side here. Michael Bush back in the game on second and goal from the three. Cutler up under center. Takes the snap, looking right, throws, knocked down Justin Durant. Boy, he had a chance to pick that off, but he knocked it down and incomplete. It'll be third and goal from the three now. Cutler that time gave a little hand signal to Marshall over on the right side of the formation and wanted to throw to him. Well, yeah, that may be a case of what you're talking about, Brandy, forcing it to him a little bit because he was well covered by Houston.
Well, not only was he well covered, but look what Durant did. He saw where Marshall was and just came up and got in the passing lane. He knew where he was going. He looked that way, read his eyes, and Durant just ran into the passing lane.
Third and goal from the three. The Lions trying to keep this within two scores. Down 10-0. Cutler up under center. Wants to throw. Being pressured, does. Throws, knocked away, incomplete. Alphonso Smith makes the play, and the Lions force the Bears into a field goal attempt. He was looking for Earl Bennett. Pressure was coming that time for the Lions from Lewis Delmas on a blitz.
But that's good one-on-one coverage by Smith, because when Cutler threw that ball, he thought he had six. And Smith closed on it, got his left hand in front of the ball. He didn't get him with his right hand. You know, the beauty of it is he looked in and found the ball. And he came over in the left hand and was able to make the play in front of the receiver without interfering.
Gold from 21 to send the lead to 13-0. Spot down, kick up. It is good. And it is now the Bears 13 and the Lions nothing. They're hanging on. But that offense needs to come to life. You're only 13 points down, and you have done nothing offensively in this game. Time is getting short. They need to get going right now here in Chicago. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're gonna need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and 2012 EPA estimated 16 city and 22 highway miles per gallon, 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds TVWR non-hybrid versus 2012-2013 competitors. Don't drink and drive.
1-800-CALL-SAM. Home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two. Tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two. Tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein Advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Call Sam.
You've spent your whole life figuring things out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them. To learn more about individual health plans from the Blues, go to bcbsm.com/myblue.
Today's Bell Tire second half touchdown contestant is Robert Waskevich from St. Clair Shores. Lions in need of a touchdown, trailing 13-0 here, 11:20 to go third quarter.
Can we call the truant officer?
What you got?
I want to find out why Calvin Johnson is missing from this game.
Well, had a big drop on the first possession of the game for the Lions, but he does not have a catch. Matthew Stafford is 8 out of 15 for 43 yards. 59 quarterback rating. Pettigrew's caught 3. LeSure's caught 2.
And this is the thing I was talking about with the Bears. They're targeting and putting the ball at Brandon Marshall because they want to get him some catches. They want to give him some love. Lions got to get Calvin involved somehow. Too big a playmaker.
Run up in the kick by Gold. It's going to be taken by Logan. And let it go out of the back of the end zone. And the Lions will take over after the touchback. First and 10 at their own 20. They trail 13-0 here, 11:20 to go in the third. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game, Sunday afternoons.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel, with live cut-ins to the top games every Saturday. Plus, you can download the Watch ESPN app from the App Store to watch your favorite ESPN networks live, wherever you go, on your tablet or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite or U-verse. Sign up for Xfinity TV and internet for just $79.99 a month for 6 months. Plus, get the sports entertainment package included for 3 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 11/30/12. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, the best deal for Detroit Metro Airport parking, just became a better deal. $8 a day. $8 a day gets you door-to-door service to and from your destination terminal. Pick up and drop off to your car that is secured in a lighted, patrolled, fenced-in lot. For $8 a day, we'll pick you up in a spacious, climate-controlled bus and make sure you're on time for your departure. U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
We all know the Bernstein family of lawyers. I like them and I trust them. If you're injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Get the Bernstein Advantage today. Best call you'll ever make.
13-0 Bears in the lead, 11:20 to go. The Lions on offense. All right, what do you do to get this offense going? You have the vast knowledge.
You play better. I mean, you have to take personal pride. I don't care what the defense is doing, of doing your job. Everybody commit that they will do their job, and receivers getting off of jams, win the individual battles.
First and 10 from their own 20. LeSure to run. Got some room. 25-30. LeSure shaking at the 32 and out to the 34-yard line. It goes 14-yard gain. It'll be a first down. Chris Conte with the stop for Chicago.
And there's that trap play again where they use Riley Reiff as a wing back and bring him in motion across the line of scrimmage, stop him, and then move him as a trap, pulling guard basically, but from the backfield.
Calvin Johnson to the right side. Tillman goes with him.
And Reef's in that same spot.
Nate Burleson to the left. Reiff in motion right to left. Sets up next to Jeff Backus. Stafford wants to throw. Blitz comes. They hold it out. He's got Burleson on the throw to the 50-yard line. Caught. And that's going to be a 16-yard gain and a first down for the Lions. And Nate is slow to get up. Now he pops up, favoring that right knee a little bit. And I don't like the looks of that. He's not putting any pressure on that right knee at all. Got hit on the play by Tim Jennings. That is not a sight Lions fans want to see. Nate Burleson down in the field being looked at by the Lions medical staff. We will take a break. Lions have it first and 10 at the 50, but certainly a level of concern for Nate Burleson right now as they trail 13-0, 10:20 to go in the third. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flippin' genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Confidence, available, and a handy wallet size. To learn more about an amazing little card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network, just go to bcbsm.com.
Nate Burleson had to be helped off the field, not putting any weight on that right leg. Ryan Broyles in for him, and kind of interesting, during that timeout, Broyles was called over by receiving coach Sean Jefferson, who was very, very animated. My guess is he was telling him, son, it's time to grow up. This is your time. Get out there and play. Here come the Lions on first and 10. They give it to LeShore. Finds a hole. LeShore, 45, and down to the bare 42-yard line. Picks up 8 on the play, taken down by Lance Briggs. It'll be second down and 2.
Lions running right at the Bears, and I'll tell you, Nick Roach is making some wrong reads in there as a linebacker. He came and filled to the outside that time. LeShore did a nice job bouncing it back inside, found a crease, and got it to the second level. Gain of 8.
Broyles to the right side, Calvin slot right, Titus Young to the left. Stafford on second down and 2 from the bare 42. Out of the gun. Lions down 13-0. Stafford inside handoff goes to LeShore, slips one tackle, and dives down to the 41-yard line, picks up 1. It'll be 3rd and 1. Interesting play call here. We've seen the Lions with a couple of 3rd and shorts, and they've not been able to convert. They are 0 for 6, so they've not only not converted the 3rd and shorts, they've had trouble with the 3rd and long.
Well, they bring in the Iowa Harvester package.
You're going with that.
I might as well.
Lions go jumbo. Joint Bell in the game. 3rd down and 1 from the bare 41. Stafford takes, looks, throws, got Titus Young caught first down at the 37-yard line. Got the inside step on Tim Jennings. Stafford laid it in there, and the Lions pick up a 1st down.
What a great job by Scott Linehan. Literally, there was everybody packed in the line of scrimmage. They expected the run. The Lions gave him the jumbo look, as you like to call it. And it was one-on-one outside, and Titus Young beat press cover, got inside position for the slant cut 1st down.
1st and 10 Lions now from the Bears 37. 8:15 to go in the third. They're down 13-0. It's Joyke Bell with the run. Inside the 35, down to the 32-yard line, taken down by Israel Adonijay. That's a 5-yard gain. It'll be 2nd and 5. Sidelines, T.O.
Tony, hey, right here, guys. Sorry about that. Nate Burleson being taken off right now to the locker room. It is an injured right knee. His return is doubtful.
All right, Tony, thank you. Bears this year have only allowed 6 third-quarter points. Lions trying to hurt that average here. 2nd and 5 from the Chicago 32. Bell remains in the game. He's to the left of Stafford. Stafford takes. Pocket hold, Stafford throws, got a complete inside the 20. It is caught by Ryan Broyles, his 1st catch as an NFL player, goes for a 1st down to the Bears 16.
looking away from Calvin Johnson to the slot receiver other side. Broyles does a good job getting in front of the corner and in front of the safety into that hole. Stafford puts it up and he makes the play.
16-yard gain. Lions red zone offense brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. Eighth play of the drive coming up. First and 10 Lions from the Bears 16. Stafford out of the gun, Bell to his right. Stafford tosses it to Bell, trying to get outside right. Cuts it up, 15. Bell shakes it to 10 and gets down to the 9-yard line. Taken down by Stephen Paille.
Good lead block out there by Dominic Raiola, who makes a great block on the defensive back. That's the athleticism of Raiola. He's able to pull as a center and get out in front of a sweep, a pitch sweep, make a play on a defensive back, and get Drake Bell extra yards.
Second and 2 for the Lions from the 9-yard line of the Bears. Stafford up under center. Bell the lone back. Stafford takes, wants to throw, does. And he has a mix up there with his receiver. He threw for a slant to Titus Young. Young kept it outside, so that miscommunication cost the Lions, and it's 3rd and 2.
Well, that's just, again, the quarterback and receiver not being on the same page.
Lions trying to take advantage of a small corner there in Tim Jennings, who is 5'8". Here we go, big play, 3rd down and 2. Lions from the Bear 9. Two tight end set, Scheffler and Pettigrew both in there. Scheffler slot to the left, always dangerous down here. Stafford out of the gun on 3rd down, looking at that Bear defense. Stafford takes, fakes the handoff, looks, throws inside the 5, Calvin down to the 2-yard line, 1st and goal Lions from there.
That's getting Calvin involved in this one. See, there's nobody underneath over there on this slant. And that's why they're able to read that play and Stafford able to get the ball in, because Pettigrew lined up the same way, comes down the field and takes the underneath coverage inside away from the slant cut of Calvin. And that's why they were able to get him isolated.
11th play of the drive for the Lions. 1st and goal. From the Chicago 2. Bell the lone back. Stafford up under center. Stafford digs in. Turns. Fakes the give to Bell. Wants in the end zone. Throws for Calvin. Incomplete. Calvin wants a flag and he got it. It'll be 1st and goal from the 1 after that penalty, which figures to be on Charles Tillman, number 33.
Well, Tillman's again grabbing. He's all over top of him. And Calvin's trying to run a slant cut.
Pass interference, number 33 on the defense. The foul occurred in the end zone. Therefore, by rule, the ball will be placed at the 1-yard line. 1st down.
Today's game is brought to you by the Ford Motor Company, official automotive sponsor of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Number 71. 71 is eligible.
That's Riley Reiff who checks into the game. Lions go jumbo. Little mix up in terms of personnel. Now they get the right man off. It's Titus Young.
The harvester package.
Lions go to the line. Here we go. 1st and goal from the 1. Lone back Bell. Stafford under center. Lions trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. Stafford takes, looks right, throws right, wants Calvin. Incomplete, knocked away by Charles Tillman. Tillman was between Stafford and Johnson, had his back to the quarterback, but got his hands up in time to interfere with the throw.
That's a good play.
And that's 2nd and 1 coming up. He's just reading Calvin there and
exactly.
Reacting.
Exactly, but that's a good play. There aren't many guys that are going to cover Calvin Johnson one-on-one on the goal line. And Charles Tillman's doing a nice job of it.
Let's see what Scott Linehan dials up on 2nd and goal from the 1. Stafford with Bell behind him. Stafford right in behind Dominic Raiola. Turns, gives to Joy Bell, dives for the end zone. Did he get in? No sign as of yet. The Bears are saying they have the football, and they do. Bell lost the ball before he broke the plane in the end zone, and the Bears have it back. Can you believe it? I would say the Lions have shot themselves in the foot. I don't think they've got any foot left. Joyke Bell trying to, that's very close to being in the end zone, but he didn't get in. He was about a foot away. And the Lions come up empty again. 13-0 Bears on top. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The new CBO from McDonald's. A delectable convergence of three...
Tremendous!
Delicious toppings on the Angus Third Pounder and Premium Chicken Sandwiches. So what are these three...
Tremendous!
Toppings. The C is for cheddar, creamy white. B, bacon, hickory smoked. And O, onions, caramelized. Put all three...
Tremendous!
Please stop that.
Okay.
Put all three together and there's only one word to describe it.
Tasty.
The new CBO sandwiches. The simple joy of a tremendous new taste. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
This is the sound of a Dr. Pepper being dispensed from a McDonald's soda fountain. Listen carefully as we scientifically enhance the audio. The one-of-a-kind taste of an icy cold Dr. Pepper from McDonald's just naturally refreshes your spirits. And here is the sound of discovering it's just a dollar. Get any size soft drink or sweet tea at McDonald's for just $1. The simple joy of living loud. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only for a limited time.
Hi, Chuck Gatica here for Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. You know, this is a company with experience and integrity. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical has been around for 40 years. Four generations of family to service you and me. And right now, as you're getting ready for the chill to kind of creep back in, get set with a special, $20 off on the fall furnace clean and check. That's right, normally $89.95, now $69.95. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Check them out online at familyheating.com.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. You'll receive a maximum tax deduction and a free vacation voucher for 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Every time you have a change of possession in a game, it is looked at upstairs. And right now, this play with Joik Bell is under review. All he has to do is break the edge of the goal line with the nose of the football, and I don't think he got there. I think he was about 6 inches short.
Even with that, Dan, it's not conclusive enough on video to indicate that it would have been a touchdown.
Brian Urlacher recovered the fumble.
I mean, it's too close, and you've got to have indisputable evidence on video. In my judgment, this is not indisputable video evidence. So it's going to go over to the Bears.
Today's game brought to you by U.S. Park, official parking of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Lions in their last two possessions have gone 8 plays, 54 yards, fumbled. The Bears took over at the 17. 12 plays, 79 yards, got down to the 1 yard line and coughed it up. I mean, you want to talk about a frustrating night?
Hey, Dan, you forgot one. The muff punt.
The muff pump by Stephon Logan after the defense came out and did a good job early in the half.
The ruling on the field is confirmed. The runner fumbles prior to crossing the goal line, and there's a clear recovery by Chicago. First and 10, Chicago.
Joik Bell just can't do that, man. Trying to cut your teeth in this league and become somebody that this team can count on, you can't do it.
It's this whole team, though, that can't do what they're doing. You know, you talk about Joik Bell, Logan, LaShore, all three of them coughed the ball.
Yep.
But it's you know, team-wide, you've got to find a way to get over the top of these things.
First and 10 Bears from the 5-yard line. Flag down, play is dead. Urlacher made the recovery for Chicago.
Ball start, number 63 offense. Half the distance of the goal. Replay first down.
I mean, you look up, and that'll put him back to the 2.5. You look up, there's 5:17 to go in the third, and you're only down 13-0. I mean, you're in this game, but you have to score. You have to do something to actually make something of that opportunity.
Well, they've had opportunities, like I said, for at least 10 points in this game. At least 10.
Six, certainly. Bears from the 3. They give it to Forte, who's hit at the 5 and able to stretch his way out to the 7-yard line. DeAndre Levy with the tackle. Down to the sidelines, Tony Ortiz, T.O.
Dan and Jim, injury update from the sideline. Training staff right now taking a look at Amari Spivey for a possible concussion. His return to the game is questionable.
Tony, is anybody yelling at anybody down there? What's the take on the sidelines right now? Because this is a very frustrating game.
Very frustrated sideline, there's no doubt about it. Joik Bell just went up to all of the offensive linemen and said, look, I'll get it back. But right now, air out of the balloon on this sideline right here, guys.
Second and 7 for the Lions. They give it to Forte again. Nice move to get outside at the 15 and get the first down at the 19. That's just Matt Forte doing what he does, picking up 11 yards. Cliff Avril had him measured up, and Forte just shook him.
And the other guy is Eric Coleman, who's come in for Amari Spivey. Remember that play earlier? He cut it back, and Spivey was right there to make a play after 2 yards of gain. This time Coleman's up there, but he's there late. And because he's there late, he has to hang on for dear life to bring him down, but it's after he gains the first down.
Forte, 16 carries, 87 yards tonight. Chicago, 142 yards on the ground. They've got it first and 10 now from their own 19, up 13-0, 4 minutes to go in the third. Cutler takes, gives to Forte. This time Coleman hits him in the backfield and drops him for a loss. Back to the 17-yard line, loss of two on the play. It's going to be second down and 12.
Well, they bring a blitz. They bring a safety up on the ball. Gunther Cunningham says, we're going to get after you. And Coleman comes off unblocked on a running play and makes the stop along with Averill.
Call it a loss of one. They'll spot the ball inside the 18. Nose of the football on the 18. Second and 11 coming up.
Yeah, too many guys up there for the Bears to block. And the beneficiary was Coleman.
3:20 to go in the third. Cutler will work out of the gun. He's got Forte to his left. Marshall in motion from left to right. Cutler back, sets and throws, wide open. Earl Bennett inside the 25, now across the 25, and a first down out to the 30-yard line. Gain of 12 on the play. Bears move the chains.
Well, they're working. Again, that was to Jante Green's side. And Green backs up in a back pedal, then slips. And it's an easy play for Bennett. Just turn around, hook, look in at Cutler. And then the linebacker, Durant, misses the tackle.
Here we go. First and 10, Chicago from their own 30. Cutler under center, one receiver right, one left. Two tight ends set, one to each side. Cutler gives. Forte trying to get outside, nothing doing. That time Coleman had him hemmed in, and the defense did a nice job of pushing him outside. Got to the 30-yard line. No gain on the play. Second and 10 coming up. Willie Young will get credit for the tackle.
Well, Houston does a nice job, too, coming up from his cornerback position. But Young is the defensive end over there. And he fought hard to get outside. He knew that they were trying to hook him with a double team and log him inside and give Forte the edge. He fought hard to get outside and did a nice job of stringing the play out to the sideline.
Michael Bush into the game. Forte splits out wide right. Cutler wants the throw, looking for Forte, throws it low, incomplete. Jante Green in coverage. It's going to bring up third down and 10 now. 1:58 to go in the third. Bears up 13. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio, 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Called a third and 9 for Chicago as Cutler brings them to the line. He'll operate out of the gun. They are 5 out of 12 on third down tonight. The Lions with a four-man front. Sue and Fairley in the middle. Showing blitz as well. Cutler takes. They bring the blitz. Cutler with time sets and throws, and he throws it to the right side looking for Bennett, knocked away by Alfonso Smith. Bennett wanted a flag, not going to get it. Smith has made a couple of nice plays for this team tonight in his first game back.
Boy, that's a real good play. But you know the other thing, too? The pressure on Cutler forced that ball to kind of float on him. He didn't really step into it as Willie Young got in the face of Jay Cutler, and that helped Alfonso Smith recover and make a play.
Stephon Logan back deep to take the punt. He has fumbled two tonight. Remember, he also fumbled in overtime at Philadelphia. Logan to his left. Fields it at the 26. First man misses, trying to get outside left, and he gets to the 28-yard line, and he's tackled there. It's a 43-yard punt, 2-yard return. Lions have it back. Down 13-0, 1:40 to play, third quarter. We'll step aside. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Hey, John, how you doing? So, welcome back to my new and improved dental office.
Yeah, your new waiting room looks great.
Thanks, I'm glad you noticed. All right, so, let's see what we can do about that cavity. Hey, by the way, how's your store doing?
Well, we're really busy these days.
So are we. So, I thought it was about time to upgrade our dental equipment, too.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get to financing?
Financing? Oh, really easy. I just talked to Citizens Bank.
Citizens Bank?
Yeah, they worked with me to put together a loan that fit my plans to grow. You know, they wanted to get to know me, my business, and they helped us get a loan decision fast.
That's great.
Yeah, it sure was refreshing. They really seemed to like working with businesses like mine. I mean, they even helped us after we got the loan, you know? Gave us advice on managing our cash flow. Best service I ever got from a bank.
Well, how can I get a hold of them to talk about my business?
You can call 877-CITIZENS.
What's that again?
I said call 877-CITIZENS.
Citizens Bank, member FDIC.
68 presses, 53 machine centers, 22 lasers, 15 injection molding machines. Another reason the three-dimensional services group is the unbelievable prototyping company. Plastic or metal, they are the 24/7 rapid response supplier of functional prototypes and low-volume production parts. Call 800-959-0804 or log on to threedimensional.com to put decades of experience in rapid tool design and advanced product development to work for you. Call 3D today at 800-959-0804.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a small premium roast coffee for just $1 all day, every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Matt Derry back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. NLCS game number 7. Giants lead the Cardinals 8-0 as they go to the top of the 8th. The 1-800-CALL-SAM studios here. We go back to Chicago and Dan and Jim, guys.
All right, Diesel, thank you. Here it's 13-0 Bears, 1:40 to go in the third. Matthew Stafford's found some rhythm. 8 of his last 10 for 64 yards. 2 drives, though, each stopped by a fumble. Stafford goes inside handoff to LeSure. Gets across the 30 to the 32, picks up 5 on the play. Henry Melton with the stop. Nope, call it a 4-yard gain. 2nd and 6 coming up. Lions still within 2 scores. Broyles and Calvin Johnson go right. Titus Young left. Nate Burleson out with a knee injury. Stafford out of the gun. LeSure to his left. Stafford takes. 4-man rush. Pocket holds. Stafford cocks, throws. Got it complete. Caught by Pettigrew. Cross the 40 to the 45-yard line. They'll give him the 46 on the spot. It's a 14-yard gain and a first down for the Lions.
That's a great throw there by Stafford. Urlacher's in the vicinity, and he puts it right on the hands of Pettigrew. And the Lions, you know, moving the ball again as Stafford begins to heat up.
Well, now they step it back to the 45-yard line. 1st and 10 Lions from there. Stafford will work from the gun. Final minute of the third quarter. Stafford with time. Throws underneath. Got it to LeSure. LeSure to the 50 and in Bears territory. To the 48-yard line. Briggs and Urlacher there teaming up to take him down.
You know, the check down's okay. And, you know, in a situation like this, you're only 13-9. You're 2 scores down. You still got a full quarter to go. So you can be patient a little bit. And the check down to get yourself 7-8 yards on first down is just fine.
They got 7, 2nd and 3. Final play of the third quarter here. Stafford throws. Got a man. It's picked off. He threw it behind Calvin Johnson on a slant inside the 35. Johnson was open. Stafford missed him. 6 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Well, it's a deep in route. And again, it's behind the linebackers in front of the safeties. Tough window to throw the football in because Urlacher's back there. But you've got to put that on Calvin Johnson. If you make that play, Calvin splits the safeties and scores.
Lions 2 out of 8 on third down. Looking at a 3rd and 3 from the Chicago 48. Lions go empty. Stafford out of the gun. Scheffler and Calvin Johnson left. Broyles and Young right. Stafford takes. Sets, throws. Wanted Scheffler, and Scheffler wasn't ready for it. Stafford gunned it sidearm. Scheffler turned around. The ball was on him, and he couldn't haul it in with 4 seconds remaining in the third. The Lions will have to punt it away.
He's open, and the thing about that play is, as a receiver, you've got to turn your head. You only need 3-4 yards. At 7 yards downfield, don't you turn your head around. Turn him around at 2 yards.
7th punt of the night for Nick Harris. Eric Weems back, calls for a fair catch, makes it at the 9-yard line, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. There is a flag down on the play as well.
During the kick, holding number 97, the receiving team. Half the distance of the goal. First down. That is the end of the third quarter.
Bears will be backed up inside their 5 when we come back. 15 minutes to play in this game. The Lions in it, but they've yet to score. It is 13-0 Chicago. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and 2012 EPA estimated 16 city and 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus 2012-2013 competitors. Don't drink and drive.
My Bud Light caught 2 touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against My Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.